The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Nope. We got to, every time I play that clip now, we just have to say, nope, we did not do that. Matt Lauer is gone at NBC, in case you're just waking up.
Is he married?
I think he was married. I think they're kind of, yeah, I know he's married. I mean, she was hot, too, man. But he married her a while back, 10, 12 years ago.
Where it's like, you're home early.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but he's just sitting there like, it's a weird day at work. Please do not turn on the TV.
Wonder if they were kind enough to give him a call the night before.
No.
Oh, he showed up?
I don't know. They didn't tell. No. If they would have fired him the night before, they would have known. Savannah Guthrie was just told about that morning. So they would have told her the night before.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Matt's not here forever.
Yeah. Forever. You know, Craig played that clip. They said, we just learned this minutes ago, and they had to go live. So they must have fired him this morning. You're home early is probably right.
Could be.
Because they would have called. If anything major like that would happen, they would call the co-host the night before.
He's making breakfast in bed.
He's on his second wife.
Yeah, she's hot, though.
About to be third.
I unplugged all the TVs and smashed your phone.
I never thought about that. I mean, getting fired, normally your wife would be, oh, sorry, honey. You'll find another job. Screw them. But
find that $28 million somewhere else.
No, honey. But he got fired for sleazing another woman, apparently, and that would be,
what's her name?
Yeah,
I read something earlier that said the New York Times is saying the incident happened at the Olympics in Rio this year.
Last summer.
And that apparently the New York Times had been investigating him for a while.
Yeah, a couple weeks. So they said at least, maybe longer.
In the Olympic. So they got all these condoms laying around.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go to the Olympic Village and knock one out.
Media Takeout is reporting that it is a former Today Show co-host, but they're not saying who, and it's Media Takeout, so you can't necessarily believe it.
Yeah, you can't go into the Olympic Village and be a sleazeball when you're 55, because they got young Olympic athletes from which to choose.
It was a co-worker, so I don't think he was banging an athlete.
Yeah,
and by the way, he's allowed to bang somebody on the side. It's consensual. You don't get fired for that. You get fired for harassing an employee, a coworker.
Right.
Consensual sex is still legal, right? Let's clarify that for people listening. If you and your lady or your guy, or if you're gay, straight, whatever you are, consensual sex is legal. So nobody's scared now.
Yeah, you just can't be like, well, what about now? What about now?
But can you go to a coworker
with our wives
and say, I would like to take you out for coffee sometime?
I don't know.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, once. But if they say no, then you got to drop it and leave it alone. Yeah.
What about coffee if I'm not wearing pants?
By the way, Nick said that and looked all around. He didn't look at one eye. He looked at all three of them. He wanted a reaction out of me, Todd, or Craig.
You have to cast a wide net.
Right. Chum in the water, seeing what happens.
You can only ask once?
We did the HR test. Yeah, once a woman asks, well, or a guy, whoever you want to date in your office, once you ask them out, if they say no, you're not allowed to ask again. That was the HR quiz we took.
Yeah.
But how many romance stories have you heard?
Thank you. Somebody emailed me and said, what about persistence?
Yeah. Oh, he kept after me. He kept after me.
All of them are like that.
Right. Finally gave in.
Well, quit your job and keep after her.
Yeah. Because you hear a lot of stories like that. The guy or the woman kept pursuing what was persistent. Now, they're happily together for a long time.
Lauer had to have a dink out or something like that, because bugging somebody to asking somebody out two or three times is not a fireable offense. So if it is, he better come out and say, that's what I did. But he must have pulled something out.
Yeah.
He said, you want to see little Matt Lauer, but that's what he said.
Little Lauer.
Little Lauer, he said. By the way, our president, who's you know, busy working with North Korea and the tax bill. Oh, no, no. He tweeted out this morning, now that they fired Lauer, when's fake news NBC going to fire all these other?
He said, God.
Yeah, that was just a couple minutes ago from our president of the United States weighing in on Matt Lauer because he's so busy in D.C. Running the country.
Favorite outlet to, well, they got rid of their grab asses, too.
There's still grab asses there. Hannity, yeah. You know, Hannity's been a grab ass. We heard that already. We heard that from Heidi Fleiss told us that.
But he's still there.
Yeah, of course he is.
But they're grab
ass. By the way, he's a grab ass.
Goes all the way.
Audio of Trump being a grab ass.
Oh, yeah.
A pee grabber, actually.
But that's okay.
That's right. He's a president.
He's a politician.
Right.
Politicians can do that.
Right.
And Frank it, too. At some point, it just keeps coming out over and over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, he did a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures, yeah.
Yeah, too many pictures.
Right. Right.
He might have to step down.
Yeah. But then everybody should step down, including I don't know, Roy Moore should drop out, and that's a whole other level.
Right.
That's child molestation.
He didn't do anything.
That's right.
I hope
Craig
wins.
Had a good point. Republicans just deny it.
I am cheering for him to win.
So the Republicans have to admit they have a child molester in the Senate?
No, they don't.
Well, we're going to admit that. We're going to say that.
But I think some of America will be smart enough to know.
Yeah, there are smart Republicans out there that don't want Moore up there because he's a child molester. There are a lot of them out there. I will give them credit.
If that's
but they're not voting in Alabama.
That is up to the fine people of Alabama.
I hate that crap, too. Leave it up to the fine people for Alabama. Fine.
Can we just say people?
Okay, some people are fine, and a lot of them aren't. Because they're going to vote for a child molester.
They'll weigh in on the race for any number of reasons except that.
Except for child molestation, right? It's crazy, man.
Ask me about Bama and Auburn.
Oh, man.
That's what I really care about.
Not this week.
I did watch most of that game, though.
I'm surprised.
I'm
surprised we didn't hear about a shootout in the parking lot after that. There always is. Someone from Alabama or Auburn kills somebody.
No.
In that every year, man.
No.
It was a couple years ago.
I haven't heard that.
Maybe once.
In that apartment complex just last year, somebody shot their sister-in-law. Because she was yelling, "Go Bama!" and the Auburn fans
shot. Well, that's your sister-in-law.
I know. Yeah.
That's not real.
They don't like it. Auburn, Alabama. Auburn and Alabama hate each other, man.
Go Bama one more time.
Yeah, one more time.
Yeah, if it's a sister-in-law, that was probably just the straw that broke the camel.
It was Alabama Auburn.
There was other stuff that had piled up over the years.
You tell me you wouldn't shoot this guy.
Alabama's going down.
I don't have an issue with that the same way everybody else does.
Well, it's just that
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I play
who does?
Puss hates it.
Oh, Puss hates it. Oh, okay. Why?
Well, it's annoying.
It just gets into my head.
It's annoying.
Once I hear it once, then I hear it all day. I'm just walking around
if
the house.
If you're an Alabama fan, you hear that guy, you want to shoot that guy. That's an Auburn fan yelling that.
Alabama's going down!
I don't.
I like the fact that he has percussion accompaniment there.
No, it's a pregame. There's a band around there. Yeah.
Still.
He hasn't showed up with his own drummer in that bit.
Sounds like he has his own drummer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just in the commercial.
Yeah, you see his face in that commercial, too, so that's one of the reasons you don't like that guy.
Yeah, if you see the commercial, he's some preppy Auburn kid with like a plaid jacket on.
He
just want to punch
him. He's horrible.
Alabama's going down!
Yeah, and that's the icing.
In England, men will no longer require a prescription to obtain Viagra. They'll be able to buy it over the counter at pharmacies.
Yeah.
Nice.
They say that making the medication more widely available will help men who might not feel able to talk to their doctor about impotence. They hope that this will also stop some men from buying unregulated medicines from websites operating illegally.
And gas stations. There's an episode of Ray Donovan where where Mick, who's played by
John Voight,
takes him over-the-counter gas station boner stuff, and it won't go down. And he's walking around in these khakis with a big old chubber sticking out. And John Voight's character's crazy. You don't have to watch his show, but he's crazy on that
you
show.
You get boners?
And he goes to the doctor to get it drained, and he's just proud of it. He goes, yep, drained this thing. I did something wrong.
Well, he makes a pass at the doctor, too. You know?
He's going, I'm here, and we got this.
It's never going to be this nice again. You want to do that?
But it's some truck stop boner stuff.
Yeah.
I know that. Does that exist, Puss, or not?
Do you get boners every time you go by a truck stop?
No, they sell it.
Oh, okay.
They apparently sell it at gas stations.
Oh, sure.
And they say it's really not regulated.
Well, it's the same type of stuff that Lamar Odom was taking.
Probably, right.
Herbal supplement for, does the same stuff.
Yeah.
You always see those little packets of, like, Extends right by the...
Yeah. No, apparently not supposed to take
that. That's not regulated. That's not boner pill.
That's a size thing.
That's for girth.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, Joe Puss told me that.
You're like, I'll take this Snickers bar and these make my penis bigger pills, please.
Yeah, you're right. You have to buy certain things.
Yeah, you got to buy six or eight other things you don't really need.
Yeah, well, like when you're Todd and I's age, we used to buy dirty magazines, and you'd ask if you had to buy a bunch of other crap and throw in the dirty magazine. Like the guy didn't know you asked for the dirty magazine. Right. How stupid was that?
He's like, paper or plastic? Yeah. No, I'll just take the magazine.
Yeah. No, this is.
As I got older, I would just go in and ask for the dirty magazine.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't need it.
But I remember asking.
And a bottle of Jack.
I want to play
a comb and a pack of gum.
I couldn't order a bottle of Jack. I was 16 when I ordered the other's magazines.
They couldn't sell them to you if you were 16.
I used to buy dirty magazines when I was 16.
At 16?
Yeah.
Oh.
Depending on the guy at the counter, at my little grocery store, my little. Store, but I'd order a comb and everything else too, you know.
The guy, you like those magazines, boy, huh?
He knew what I was doing. I was a young buck.
It was the convenience store guy from Dazed and Confused. You're 16, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Kind of was, yeah.
Selling the six pack to the pregnant chick.
Yeah.
Now make sure to eat something green every day.
Yeah. That is a great scene.
You remember Psy and Gangnam Style?
Oh, yes, I do.
That has now been watched on the YouTube over 3 billion times.
Wow.
Billion.
So he had to tweet his thanks to fans for watching the clip enough to reach the milestone. It is the third most viewed video on the YouTube.
So does
which
she,
one and two?
Yeah, you get money for that?
Does
he get like a penny every time it plays? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's ads attached to it now that he gets a cut from, sure.
Right. Despacito, that you know, that the song that was a hit this summer that you kept saying, what the hell is that?
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
All right.
It was the
that's a worldwide
Bieber,
thing, right?
Luis Fonsi.
Oh, okay, it featured every continent, somebody, a singer on it.
Well, Puerto Rico.
Oh, that made a difference.
It was a thing.
And
look what happened to Puerto Rico.
Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth.
Yeah, you still think that Gangnam Style would be above those two.
No, it's three.
I know.
Yeah, because nobody's like doing that little horse dance.
Yeah, because Gangnam Style was even if you didn't like that song, you'd watch the video because it was so freaky looking.
Yeah.
A study out of Baylor University from professors there, Mencken and Fries, they found that white men, who own firearms and have lost financial stability or think that they will lose financial stability, find moral and emotional solace in their guns.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
You want me to go over that one again?
Doesn't surprise me.
Just say Vegas, because we forgot about the Vegas
and
shooting.
And their guns, and if that's not around, Bible.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm surprised it wasn't just a duh.
Other demographic groups, like women and non-white males, do not place as much importance on guns. According to the study, the professors also found that gun owners, on average, are typically white, male, married, older, and living in rural areas.
Yeah, typically, that's true.
We all know exceptions to any of those rules.
Yeah,
I can make sense if you're out of money. You'd be like, well, I don't have any money, but I got this gun.
Yes,
go get some money with the gun.
That's right.
Or no one's gonna come and take anything more from you
because I have a gun
now.
Right.
Or some of them use the rifle to hunt.
Yeah.
The belief was not as prevalent in religious white men.
Not everybody who owns a gun goes out and shoots the place up.
No. Most people don't.
And most people don't own guns. You remember that.
Right. The study also found.
Most people in the United States do not own guns by a bunch. But people have a lot of guns that do have them. You know?
Study also found that about 90% of gun owners wanted expanded gun safety laws.
That's true. They do want expanded laws, But the NRA owns politicians. But most gun owners, except for the guys who email us, in the United States, really want expanded laws. Because they are good owners, and they realize they don't want nuts with guns either. But the NRA owns the government.
Yeah, because they're gun owners, and they don't want bad gun owners representing
them. But they've got to stop funding the NRA is what they got to do.
Researchers did find that gun owners are typically more conservative and more alienated from society.
Wow, I'm alienated from society.
They say that Americans' attachment to guns is not explained by religious or political cultures. It's the cultural solidarity and commitment of a subgroup of Americans who root their identity, morality, and patriotism
in
gun ownership.
Yep, I know.
That's the gun culture.
Yep.
Yes, it exists.
Duh. I'm glad it's a study, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't true, Craig.
Well, yeah, but you don't necessarily put together the fact that people feel that stricter gun laws are an attack on one's masculinity. Since we don't feel that way, we don't get it in other people, but apparently that is prevalent.
Take your boner pills, throw away your guns.
Yeah, it's a lot like the sports fan who wraps his entire identity around whomever.
That's right, their team or their gun.
There's a lot of people who just wrap their identity around their guns.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're scared.
Get a better identity.
They're scared.
Or get multiple identities.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That biggest thing.
Be a knife guy.
The biggest thing.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Right. They're outlaw knives, man. That guy could have been in Vegas. He could have killed 70 people with one knife.
That guy tries to be himself. Everybody's like, can you go back to your guns?
And just go away. Yeah.
A man in India is recovering from surgery after he apparently swallowed a lot. They performed an endoscopy to see what was in his stomach after he was admitted to the hospital. They found more than 15 pounds of what surgeons describe as foreign objects.
Man.
260 coins, 100 nails, dozens of razor blades, stone, shards of glass, 6-inch piece of rusted iron shackle. Wow. A 6-inch piece of a rusted iron shackle.
How about 6 and a half?
Those kinds of things.
My strange addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pulled a rusty chain out of his ass?
Yeah.
Did he poop it through?
A couch?
Not out of his ass.
Yeah, did he eat a couch?
They found this in his stomach.
Oh, garage is
the doctor
clean.
Who led the surgical team said the man looks mentally unstable, as no sane person would do something like this.
Yeah, so you have a mugshot?
There's nothing. You didn't do anything wrong. Illegal.
That's right. Do anything illegal. All right. Good to know.
No, those are the My Strange Addiction people.
Is that show still on? I can't watch
Sitting
it.
Sitting around all day eating, packing peanuts.
Or that chick that ate her couch.
I mean, just picking couch. Pieces off of
she'd
the couch.
The cushion of the couch. She would just eat it. And she'd have a couch a week or something.
How lazy do you have to be to you don't want to get off the couch to walk to the kitchen? You just start eating the couch.
It wasn't about food. She just liked the couch.
Seriously, that's where the stale farts live. That is just nasty.
She was up to a couch a week.
Mind if I eat your couch?
That's when somebody had to intervene.
Come over Nick Allen with us.
Look for a place to sit down.
Don't eat the couch. I'm right back.
You've eaten the damn couch again.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.